This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I want to go where Merle Haggard's going. Not where Obama's going.
Tell how I found yourself and left his living in a cheap hotel.
Desert's quiet.
Desert's quiet.
Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told.
Story ends, we're told.
Poncho needs your prayers.
Poncho needs your prayers, it's true.
Stay with you.
Stay with you. We left it too. He only did what he had to do.
I want to listen to it. And now he's grown old.
And now he's grown old.
I tend to go off on 20, 30 minute jags like I did last hour. On stories like Mark Zuckerberg is dictator of Facebook Nation, the Pirate Bay founder says CNBC. That's what this is. These are global corporate dictators who will run the AI computer systems and do govern the planet, and then manipulate reality. And people fall on their knees and go, oh, be nice to me. I'll worship you. That'll only be a season till it gets full control because it is a eugenics-built AI system to build the next level and not have organic growth of the species, but let the, quote, elite technocrats take control of human development, and they've told us humans are obsolete and ugly and bad. We're going to get rid of ourselves and merge with machines. And I'm like, whoa, whoa there, big boy, here on Spaceship Earth. You didn't really talk to the public about that. Well, the public's dumbed down and evil. Watch an NFL. You did that, and you wrote textbooks bragging about it in a 70-year program. I don't think that's very nice. Plus, a lot of us aren't dumbed down, and we know what you're doing. Stop it. And they just go, start the demonization campaign. Patriots and gun owners and Christians are evil. Those that are against transhumanism are backwards and must be exterminated. It's like, whoa. I saw a bumper sticker, not a bumper sticker, a car yesterday that had a bumper sticker on it. And it was of a man and a woman and then a Dalek from Doctor Who that rolls around going, exterminate, exterminate, exterminate. And I thought, wow, is this a eugenicist driving this car? Because that's, or just someone with a good sense of humor. Because a Dalek about to kill a man and a woman, people put in their car, hey, I'm a mom, hey, I'm a dad, we got three kids, we have a dog, here's our family, it's our tribe, isn't it cute? This person's like, yeah, I'm a Dalek aiming a weapon at a man and woman about to kill him. In fact, guys, it's on my phone. If you want, Nico, you can pull it off and actually tweet it. I mean, I'm not saying this person's a bad person. You know, we ought to, legally, we can try to run this person's plate. I guess you got to, I don't know how you do that, and like contact them and see why they have a Dalek on the back of their car, about to kill a man and a woman. And just ask, what's the whole point? You know, what do you mean by this? Here you go, Nico. I'll show it to you. You can run on in here. You know, I can actually just have a document cam on this. Let me pull this up and I'll actually just show TV viewers. But then I do want to, tweet this out. It's here in my camera roll. It was yesterday. Or was that a couple days ago? I'm going to find it. Here it is. Yeah, it's kind of blurred because it was raining. Okay, I'm going to cover the person's license plate up. But here it is. Here's their car. And here's the Dalek. Document cam that. So you've got the Dalek about to exterminate the people. He's got weapons up. And I guess this guy or this lady didn't have much luck, I guess, in relationships, kind of feels down about the world, so just kind of wants to see the whole world burn. Maybe that's what they mean by this. I'm not sure. Drive around their Ford truck, Ford SUV. Oh, and I guess they already found online. Folks have images of Daleks exterminating the family. I guess this is a popular deal. A lot of folks want to exterminate Christians, I see. Oh, I get it. Yeah, I figured. It's all part of the spirit of the age. But, of course, these people aren't committing suicide. They want to live. They just want to see you go bye-bye. All right, we're going to come back and talk to Ben Garrison, who is a very, very popular political cartoonist who's been persecuted as of late. And then we might have Tim Kennedy pop in today. He's here at the office, but I thought, why not just get Tim on? I'm going to talk to him right now.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
He's riding shotgun with us as we cover news and the intensification of censorship around the world. Ben Garrison, I've been a fan of this guy for decades. He's one of the top political cartoonists in the world. You're a TV viewer on camera three. You can see him right there, punched up on our video feed with him here in Buck Rogers Land. We're going to be talking to him here in just a moment. And popping in at the bottom of the hour for a segment, because it all ties together, Ja'Kari Jackson is so brave. He got hit, what was it, in the head with a rock out in California, and then out in Albuquerque, or was it in Albuquerque? He's been in New Mexico and in California the last few days. And then, of course, he got in Ferguson, just covering things, got hit with tear gas. Joe Biggs got shot with a rubber bullet. And you just see the anti-free speech frothing of the anti-Trump people. And they've also been going after Ben Garrison. So these are two peas in a pod. I've had the anti-Trump people call for, you know, myself to be arrested. And Salon has said we should just be shut off the Internet. And now in Germany, the local reports, fines for online hate speech can run into the thousands of euros or arrest. And that ties into Mark Zuckerberg, who called his users dumb effers, coming out and telling Merkel he's going to censor people as well and not let them criticize open borders. I mean, even mild speech. So it's not coming, it's here. And Ben Garrison is one of the most heavily targeted because he's in newspapers and magazines all over the world. He's one of the top guys out there. And in the last decade or so, he's gotten even more libertarian, I would say. He can speak for himself. And they've been coming after him, really trying to get him kicked off mainstream media. But that doesn't really matter because mainstream media is dying. But I guess they're trying to cut off his money. That's why I guess he sells posters and stuff like that. It's important to support free speech, especially free speech that's pro-human, or you're going to lose it. So it's graphics.com, G-R-R-R, graphics. That's G with three R's. And then graphics.com, we're going to tweet that out and Facebook that out as well. Years ago, we have Ben Garrison art hanging on the wall, and it was crazy to later learn from him, and I guess he'll tell you in person today that some of his work is inspired by InfoWars, like the March of Tyranny. And if you're a radio listener, we'll also post an article in InfoWars, some of these specific ones. But go see all of them at graphics.com. Mr. Garrison graduated with a BA degree in art from Angelo State University, San Angelo, Texas, another good old Texas person. In 1979, he now lives with his wife, Tina, in Lakesville, Montana. He is a commercial artist, fine artist, and libertarian cartoonist. He was very, very angry in 2008. Banker bailout, decided to draw protest cartoons in his spare time. He began by drawing anti-Federal Reserve and pro-Ron Paul cartoons. And I got to say, he's probably one of the most prominent political cartoonist out there, probably the most. I mean, I've got to say, Anthony Fried is very prominent, but Ben Garrison is probably numero uno, and of course, he's a patriot. How many people that are number one aren't patriots? Because we're free market, we're pro-human, and our ideas are populist and resonate with the people. So if you're a radio listener, go to InfoWars.com/show. You can see these as we're talking to Ben Garrison. Ben, it's great to have you on. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alex. Greetings from Montana.
Well, I'm kind of ranting here. We're all in the same boat together. You ought to just fill folks in that don't know on the attempts that have been out there to shut you up.
Well, I've had an avalanche of hate mail most recently because of my Michelle Melania Make the First Lady Great Again cartoon. And I knew that that cartoon was nitroglycerin. And when I drew it for my Patreon members only. And I was just, because I want to give them some extras that, you know, non-supporters don't see. But then I decided to tweet it out. Okay, well, I'll just tweet it out so show people this is what my Patreon supporters get to see that I don't put on my website. And I knew it was explosive, but I didn't expect the magnitude of the explosion I received. I've got an avalanche of hate mail. I got many death threats. And I got a lot of reasonable emails, too. But one of the themes that sort of ran through there was that I wasn't being helpful. He said, your cartoons are not helpful. You're making the situation worse. And you need to stop being so mean. And they really missed the point of what an editorial cartoon is all about. Now, all editorial cartoons, in my opinion, are predicated on being mean, because we see government wrongdoing and we're angry. So that's the spark of the cartoon, is the anger and meanness. The other element necessary for the cartoon is some kind of an idea, and that's based on analogies or humor. And then the third element, of course, is the drawing. You need to have some modicum of drawing talent to be able to pull it all together. And when you pull it all together, it's satire. And people don't realize, a lot of people that these days, the politically correct crowd, don't realize what satire is. Satire is supposed to be mean. We're supposed to go after these people.
And it's the most protected speech in the world, according to common law in England and the United States. I mean, satire is the most protected.
Well, it should be. And so what I did is I pushed the envelope. I knew that people were going to be mad because these SJWs, and I mean, they're hothouse flowers. I said, okay, well, I need to toughen them up a little bit, so I'm going to draw a cartoon that's going to probably make them mad. And boy, did they get mad. And so, one of the things I was accused of right off the bat, of course, is I was racist, which the cartoon is not racist. Michelle is a public figure. She's fair game.
She does look extremely masculine. I mean, there are a lot of women that I'm attracted to, a lot of black women I think are super sexy. And I'm here to tell you right now, she's not one of them. She looks too masculine.
Well, this is kind of the feminist dialogue, and I don't understand a lot about feminism. I'll tell you that right off the bat. But one of the things that seems to be coming into play now is that you have to appreciate all females in all forms, you know, whether they're overweight or they're old or this, that, and the other. I'm sorry but the men are not wired that way. We find some women more attractive than others.
Tell folks about the history of political cartoons for hundreds of years all over Europe and here. It's supposed to be goofy. They've done them myself where they make me look like a moron. And Obama, that's just what they do.
Well, that's what they do. But Alex, here's what they object to. A conservative is doing it. A conservative, especially a white conservative, is not allowed to criticize a black liberal in particular. And then a woman in particular. So it's for such a simple cartoon, it was insulting to me.
It was in hundreds of newspapers. You were demonized. People called for your arrest. Newspapers asked if it was legal in Europe, where they're now arresting people. But here's the great news. It only made you more successful because you challenged them. I talked about it and said, hey, Joan Rivers, before she died, said that everybody knows Michelle Obama's a tranny. In fact, can we cue that tape up? And the media ran with it like I was the one saying it. I kind of tongue-in-cheek said, they've lied to us so much. Okay, I think she's a man. I mean, you know, maybe she's a space alien. Maybe Obama is. I mean, and then they came out against myself as well. Which the great news is, Ben, for me, these are such discredited people. All it did was wake folks up. I think they're out of bullets. What do you think?
Definitely. The thing about that cartoon, too, is something strange is going on in that marriage. I mean, she once sat down in an interview and said that she was a single mother. And then we have Obama calling her Michael several times, Michael. And it's obvious they can't stand each other. You see him getting off the plane, and Michelle is nothing but a scowl. And so that's one of the reasons I drew that, too, because usually the first lady has a smile on her face, and she's waving. She represents America, and she's happy. Now, Michelle, she sees racism everywhere. You might remember that incident at Target where some little old lady, short little old lady, asked her to reach for a box of detergent, and Michelle was offended. Oh, that's racist. You're asking me to help you just because I'm tall.
Absolutely. Little old ladies ask me stuff all the time. It's a form of affection. Also, she's always out eating, you know, fattening foods, ice cream, ribs, chicken fried steak, all the stuff I love to eat and shouldn't eat. And then she's lecturing our kids, telling them what to eat, and none of that tasty stuff is on the menu.
Well, that's the main reason I went after her, because she's forcing a nanny state program on the kids. And, you know, for basically forcing the kids to eat GMO foods and let the parents pay for it. Now, I come from, when I was a kid, I always had sack lunches, you know, and now it's like, when did the big government step in and tell parents what their kids? Okay, so the kids are a little overweight. That's the parents' job to do something about that, not Michelle. So just the fact that she's living lavishly on the public dime and taking, you know, exotic vacations and enjoying the high life, that makes her a target in my eye. I mean, and the fact that I'm happen to be a white conservative drawing a black liberal does not make me racist. Now,
but Ben, let's go further. Any good political cartoonist takes real traits that are there and exacerbates it. I mean, that's just what you do. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember taking that, in class.
She looks mannish to me. And you see the liberals praising her. Oh, look at those arms. They're ripped. Isn't she beautiful? Well, I don't find that beautiful.
Well, let's expand on that, though. You don't even really exacerbate that much, maybe a little bit. I'm going to put on screen for TV viewers the famous blue dress where it looks like she has a codpiece or a large package on screen for TV viewers. And then I'm going to cut to your graphic. And if you look at the two, I mean, you drew what you saw. Let's put it back on screen, guys. So there she is in a lot of photos. Looks like she's got a codpiece, or maybe she's carrying a small handgun in her crotch. I mean, I'm serious.
That's a common internet meme, and she is subject to those kind of memes just like any other politician. They make fun of Trump with his small hands. Oh, he must have a very small package himself. Whoa, they can make fun of Trump, but boy, if you make fun of a liberal, here's the double standard, Alex. There are a lot of liberal cartoonists out there, and when they draw a conservative black politician or a black public figure, guess what? It's for example, I've seen liberal cartoonists draw Condi Rice, and they all but call her the pictorial equivalent of the N-word, or Clarence Thomas. They're putting KKK hoods on Clarence Thomas. They get away with it because they're on the left. Now, I do something like this, and oh, my gosh, not only do you hate black women, you hate women. And then there.
No, you just hate Michelle Obama.
Right. I tried to explain it. Of course there are beautiful black women out there. You know? But I had one person say, you hate black women. You hate transsexuals. Even Sulu, what's his name? George Takei was complaining that I'm anti-trans.
Oh, he jumps on every bandwagon. Stay right there, Ben Garrison, graphics.com. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The first first, the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman
we
president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
You know Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. It's okay. She does this.
Now, look, folks, when you force feed everybody this tranny stuff 24/7 to confuse the sexes and break down society, I'm not demonizing folks that are into it. The people pushing something that's 0.2% of the population, that's the issue. So Joan Rivers dead a few months after calling Obama gay, Michelle a tranny. She also called Obama gay. So there you go. My issue is, this whole thing's pretty mysterious, but regardless, can a cartoonist just take a photo of her and do a drawing that's similar and not be demonized? This is an attack on free speech across the board. Ben Garrison is our guest. Shikari Jackson just got back from New Mexico and from California, being attacked by the anti-Trump people. So he's going to be popping in with us as well. Why do you think they're intensifying their efforts to censor so much, Ben?
Well, that's a good question. I think it's a matter of control. I mean, look at that book 1984 and how they pared down the language, because it's not just about controlling people; it's controlling their minds and controlling what they can say or can't say. I mean, I catch myself even doing it myself, because this is how political correctness is like an insidious acid that cuts through everything. I used the expression the other day, on the warpath, and I said, well, that might be insulting to Indians. I can't say on the warpath or sacred cow. You know, Michelle's not a sacred cow. Well, that can't say that. That's going to be insulting Indians.
But it's not to use somebody's cultural term. It's honoring that culture.
Right, but kids can't go out to Halloween anymore and dress up in an Indian costume because somehow they think that's insulting. Why was that? Why would that be insulting? But this is what's we're being channeled now. We've got like guardrails on the freeway of free speech, and those guardrails are there to protect us, supposedly protect us from, you know, from haters and people who want to libel you and do wrongdoings. But the trouble is, these guardrails are now starting to narrow in, and there's only certain things you can say and not say. So it's a matter it's a matter of control. That's what it's about.
When did you do Attack of the Cry Bullies? Because I know that was before Trigglypuff was discovered out in California. You show Attack of the Cry Bullies, and it literally looks like Trigglypuff before she was discovered. I mean, I guess you'd seen other social justice warriors that looked like 300-pound babies, because that's what, I mean, I'm not being mean. It's like crazy to watch these folks.
Well, to me, that's what they are. You know, Just a few years ago, I didn't know what a social justice warrior was. I thought they were good people. Maybe they worked at food banks or, you know, helped people get jobs or something like that. But then when I found out what they really were, I was like, okay, I gotta go after these people. These Black Lives Matter. You can't say All Lives Matter if you do. You're racist. It's like they don't understand that at college you're supposed to be open to free ideas and debate. That's what it's all about. It's not about shutting people down, telling them to shut up like Trigglypuff did.
Well, you're a total genius, because before Trigglypuff was known, you actually, she had multicolored hair before. Now it's black. But I want to put this on screen for TV viewers. This is shocking that he literally drew Trigglypuff before he'd ever seen her image. Ben is like just incredible. I guess he saw a similar puff. But there's Trigglypuff, okay? The top social justice warrior. Now let's cut to Ben Garrison's cartoon from months and months before, and the safe space area is Trigglypuff. The exact same look, the exact same with a drink like a pacifier, the exact same build. And I'm not being mean. How did you do this? How did you actually discover? When did you do this Ben Garrison Attack of the Cry Bullies piece?
Oh, I can't remember what that was. I think that was done last year, but
actually, yeah, it's been on a while. So. Incredible, yeah, but, sir. Oh, almost a year before she was discovered, you did it.
But I can't take all the credit for that. Part of it, I read a terrific book that everybody should read. It's called SJWs Always Lie by Vox Day. And I read that, and I was like, it really opened my eyes. And I realized how I myself have been like channeled in by this political correctness.
I've been intimidated, too.
I was ruled by fear because I didn't want to lose my job. You know, I saw all these people out there, all these trolls attacking me and calling me a racist. You know, HR departments have a tendency to look at that, and they see somebody put my face on a Nazi uniform, and I'm going to get passed over for work, and I still have to make a living. So I was operating out of anger and fear.
But you transcended it, and let me guess, I bet you're doing better than ever.
You know, that's really strange. So finally, I got to a point where I don't care anymore. You could call me whatever you want. And that's the, I got hundreds of hate mail, and I just looked at that, and I kind of shook my head. I'm sorry you wasted your time. It doesn't bother me at all. But as soon as I stopped caring, ironically, I've been busy. I've been busier this year.
Of course. You broke the trance. We'll
We're
be back
on the
with
march. The Empire's on the
run. Back with Ben Garrison.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Youngevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Youngevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
By the way, I've only had my crew a few times, I guess, talk to Mr. Garrison, and I guess a few emails from memories years ago. I was like, wow, this looks like some of my political statements and ideas. And later, we talked to Garrison. I'm just going from memory. He can correct me if I'm wrong. And a lot of his work, I'm honored, was inspired by some of my political perspective. Not even so much views, just how I saw things. We'll talk to him in just a moment. But now, just to see the stuff he's doing, it's just so cutting edge. It teaches me a lot of stuff about, you know, what's happening in the world. And look, going back to ancient times, whether it was in Japan or China or nation states in Europe or Africa or wherever, Latin America, a ballad or a gesture or people doing cartoons on the streets of Rome, chalking the walls, sometimes would start memes that would overthrow an emperor. And that's why they hate cartoonists. They hate the minstrels that are out there playing and saying their songs about corrupt King George or whatever, because historically that's where the real power is. And it's Facebook and the German government and the Chinese government and the White House and the Federal Elections Commission try to censor Drudge and Ben Garrison and Alex Jones and so many others. It just backfires when the people are awake and get angry and take action. Just like Ben Garrison just said, we're going back to him in a moment. When he was somewhat intimidated, he was still putting info out, but still self-censoring because he wanted to be nice. When he finally went, wait, these are bullies. They're trying to rule my life. I'm going to go all the way. He only got more popular. And I'll be honest, I'm not a coward, but I am a nice guy, and I'm Texas hospitality, and I want to get along with folks. And with the social justice warriors, I try to reach out. I try to say, listen, you've been deceived. No, I don't think that. And they spit in my face and call me a racist and a white devil. And this is white people going to, you know, Rob Dew and my crew that, you know, are like nice guys, kind of in hippie garb with long hair. Because they're classical liberals. They call them ultra-right wingers because they're pro-gun, pro-family. Spitting in their faces going, you're an effing white male. And this is white guys saying, you don't get to talk because you're a white male. It's reverse racism. Well, of course, it's not reverse. Humans are humans. They can all do it. But it's white ruling class telling whites they don't have any speech and then, quote, telling the minorities, we rule you and you think like we think. That's what Garrison's saying. And we're going to Jakari Jackson as well here with our guest. But briefly, go to his site. Get his posters. Support what he's doing at grrgraphics.com, graphics.com, Ben Garrison. Hang them up in your business. This is political weapons. Support him. Support us. That's what we do, and that's how we take back the culture. And I say it 1,000 times, just like you couldn't find organic food 30 years ago, people started just selling it. It was high cost because it was a small market. People started buying it. It made the market bigger, made it go down in cost, up in quality. We're now pushing the non-GMO off the store shelves. That's not a liberal or conservative issue. That's a common sense issue. It's the same thing. Tell folks about our free podcast, our iPhone, Droid apps, Infowars.com/show, the video feeds, the audio feeds. Sign up for the free newsletters, Infowars.com/newsletter. Send those video and article links out every day to everybody you know. That's what it's all about, is getting off the bench, not being beaten down, not being a victim, but taking action. Now, before I go any further, we're going to end this weekend. I was going to go to the end of the month, which is pretty much the, you know, Monday. But we're going to have to probably end it Saturday or Sunday because we're going to run out. And I don't want to run out until Moore gets here in a month. 20% off Survival Shield, the good halogen, the bad halogen gets in, fills up your glands, your thyroid. I'd always heard this was important, and the iodine deficiency had caused massive IQ reductions. You can just search engine it, find mainstream news admitting it. But until I got on it 3 years ago, look at the weight I've lost. Look at the energy I have. Look how much better my skin is. I mean, this just sucked out so many of the bad halogens. It's such a game changer. Nobody else has true pure iodine. InfoWarsLife.com. I want to introduce this to you and your family. You've heard about it. You've read about it. Do yourself a favor. Start taking a few drops a day in your water or under the tongue. Consult your physician if you're going to give it to your children. If you already have thyroid problems, definitely consult your physician because you may already be so full of the bad stuff that, you know, this could cause a problem. We've never really heard that or seen evidence of that. We're just saying it's serious. Super male vitality and female vitality, concentrated herbs, out for months, now back in, InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm announcing a special that we're running through this weekend right now for Memorial Day that's coming up, where a lot of the items, I'm not going to list them all here, are 20 to 30% off depending on what product they are. 30% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, should have said this up front, for the first time ever, and it's a bestseller. So you can give it to veterans that you know who so many times are in bad health because of the vaccines and all the rest of it. 30% off bone support, joint formula. 30% off liver shield. Give the gift to a veteran today. Take action or get the discount for yourself. Maybe you're a veteran. Give yourself that discount and support the tip of the spear. So on this Memorial Day coming up for the veterans and the patriots and all those that have fought and died for liberty, we want to just encourage you to get 30% off on three of our best sellers at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com is the big umbrella site. And finally, 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip on top of those discounts. Cancel anytime. And free shipping on orders of $50 or more. There are so many specials at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. I can't get to them all. I'm going to stop right there. but check it out for yourself. And know that financing what we do, shopping with the good guys, is helping build a media organization that is sending shockwaves across the country and the world. Now, we're going to Jakari Jackson to ride shotgun with us here in about 2 minutes, but getting back to Ben Garrison, who also rides shotgun with us, he's the award-winning editorial cartoonist who was just a fine artist until, he ought to tell you his story because it's such a success story. I can say now he's probably the top editorial cartoonist out there. I know that I see his stuff everywhere. I see it painted on murals. I see people referring to it. It shows the power of an idea. Ben, I've been ranting, but finish up your point about not backing down, and then you exploded in popularity even more, and other key points.
Yeah, once I gave up my fear of losing my job, because you know, that's what SJWs go after. They go after your livelihood. And I was in an art gallery for several years up here in Montana, and so they all ganged up and attacked the owner of the art gallery. And she was so upset by that, I had to leave because she didn't like the bad publicity. So they go after they want to break your rice bowl. There's another politically incorrect thing to say, but they tried to break mine. And on all the hate mail, there's a common theme through it that one person says, I'm not going to rest until you're broken homeless. They want to break.
These are evil people.
Cartoon. Right. So they don't want to debate the ideas that's inherent in the cartoons that I'm perfectly happy to discuss with them. What they want to do is they want you dead. I had so many death threats. I want you dead. Why aren't you dead yet? I told you to die already. You know, so it just goes on and on. And because they can't, they seem to be incapable of debate, because the reason why is everything is predicated on their feelings. They're all feelings based. And if their feelings get hurt, it's like they start calling you names. They call you a racist, which is the equivalent of calling you a heretic back in the Spanish Inquisition. And once you get called a heretic, then you're no longer part of the human family. And then you could be demonized and burned at the stake. So that's what they do. You're a racist, therefore you're not a human being, therefore burn you at the stake and you need to die. That's what it's almost like a religious fervor.
Well, they hate your artwork because it smashes the left-right paradigm. It shows what authoritarians they are. Now I'm very honored. You sent me some notes about some of the graphics we were going to show. The March of Tyranny. You said, quote, this is one of my most famous and iconic cartoons. We have it hanging on the wall here. I drew it in 2010 after hearing Alex describe the Republican leg, a Democratic leg, marching and stepping on people. In reality, I should have signed his name to it since it was his idea. Well, I think it's beyond that, but I'm honored.
That was in 2010, and I was listening to your program, and you described this cartoon exactly. I mean, it's really your cartoon, but when I heard you say that, I said, well, I got to draw that right now. And I didn't have the time. So what I did is I got a Sharpie pen out and I drew it in 3 hours, not realizing that it's going to become my iconic cartoon. But you, when you speak, I mean, you use a lot of rich metaphors. And that's one of the things that is needed for a good cartoon. Good cartoons are always using analogies and metaphors, and many of my other cartoons are derived from things you said.
Well, I'm honored. Well, I've said a lot of things off cartoons you've done now, so the circle is now complete.
A little reciprocity there.
Well, I mean, because you really made me have some original thoughts as well in you know, seeing this. And of course, for so long, they've controlled both parties, so it is a left-right march. Trump is sabotaging that as a populist. I don't like Sanders, but so is he. And that's why it's so great they've agreed to debate, because even if Sanders would, you know, hurt us, overall, the establishment doesn't like him. And so this really, you know, to me shows a kind of breaking of the left-right paradigm.
Well, me too. The main reason, and I don't agree with everything Trump has said, but the good thing about Trump too is he's also willing to change. When he realizes he's wrong, he's able to change. It doesn't set in his heels, but when I saw the establishment go after him tooth and nail, I say, wow, I got to pay attention to this guy. And also, he's not afraid of the political correctness, which is really gotten long in the tooth. I mean, political correctness, I mean, come on, it's jumped the shark a long time ago. People have got to start standing up against it and stop caring what they're getting, the names they get called. And then that epitomizes Trump. He does not care what anybody calls him. And when you look at the liberal cartoonists attacking him, what do they do? It's always the same thing. It's, oh, Trump is Hitler. You know, Trump is a racist. Trump is this. It's just name calling. There's no argument there. There's no depth to the cartoon. It's just, you know,
there's an attempt to poison the well. There's no reality to it. I want to play a clip here of other political persecution. This is Jakari Jackson, and he's been hit with tear gas before. Our crew's been rubber bulleted. You know, he got hit with a rock. when he was covering things the last few days. He's about to join us because he's somebody else who has the courage to stand up against the bullying. Here's a clip of some of the things Jakari's been through.
Dirty as tear gas. You guys know I don't like that stuff. It's just fun, huh? Bro, you sent me with a freaking rock. What's your name, bro? You sent me with a rock. You. Yeah, you.
The guy hits the car with a rock and runs off. But we don't call a white guy.
You guys sent me with a freaking rock.
Hitting a black guy with a rock race.
Who
knows what it was? It wouldn't be called that if it was a liberal being hit. And there he is out there in the smoke. But these are really wartime reporters, people like Jakari and Joe Biggs and Josh Owens and Rob Dew and all of them. Darren McBrain, they've all been. And you got folks here in the shot in the moment with Mexican flags. And again, you don't go to Mexico and run around with American flags. There's this idea of trampling America. Let's bring Jakari in from one of the TV studios. Jakari, you've been sitting there listening to Garrison the last 20 minutes or so. I know that you follow his cartoons as well. I really think the social justice warriors have gone too far. It's not that the right wing's perfect. It's not that Donald Trump's perfect. I know you're not even really a Trump supporter. But it has reached a new level, in my view. Do you think that's accurate, or what's your view on all this, Jakari?
Well, when you talk about the social justice warriors, you know, like what I encountered going out to Albuquerque and to Anaheim, these people were so self-righteous, and they said, well, Donald Trump supports, you know, violence and all this stuff. And you see all like one or two clips in the past, some guy wearing a Trump hat shoving somebody. But that's a completely different level than what we saw at Albuquerque, where people were burning flags, throwing stuff at cops. They threw a barricade at a horse. They tried to kick the door of the convention center in. And I'm saying, I don't know how you can equate those two things. Like, that's minor, you know, stuff between one or two people, like some Trump guy shoving people. Meanwhile, you have a mild riot out here where they're attacking police, and they feel it's justified because Donald Trump said something they didn't like.
Sure,
likewise, you don't see any people going out to these Bernie rallies, no Trump supporters going to these Bernie rallies, to these Hillary rallies, and doing these similar type of things.
Exactly. Imagine if Trump supporters went out and started throwing rocks at people. Tell us about this punk that hit you in the head with a rock.
Yeah, so I do have a correction to that video I put out. It wasn't tear gas. It was smoke. So I do offer apology to the Albuquerque Police Department. It's not CS gas. That was smoke. But what that was, they released the smoke out there, and people were throwing rocks. So they've been doing this for several hours, throwing, you know, all manner of things. We even have a video of somebody throwing a burning flag at one of the officers. And some guy was behind me, and I'm looking around, and he gets a handful of rocks. So he wasn't throwing it at me, per se, but I was in his field of view, and one of the rocks kind of veered off, and it hit me in the head. And I turn around, and I'm noticeably upset about this. I was like, hey, man, you just hit me in the head with a rock. You know, what's going on here? And I tried to get a good shot of his face. I couldn't get a shot of his face because he took off. But this is the type of actions that were going on out there. And this is just one person who was throwing rocks. I'm pretty sure many other people in the crowd were hit by rocks.
You caught him tape. And to be clear, you were tear gassed, though, in Ferguson.
I was tear gassed in Ferguson, Missouri, and I do have the CS gas canister to prove that. So, yeah, I was tear gassed in Ferguson, Missouri, but in Albuquerque they used.
Well, Jakari, let me raise this point with you, because obviously we have Ben Garrison here. They got him kicked out of his art gallery that was his main source of funding. He doubled down and didn't back off. They've, you know, hit you with rocks. They've attacked other people. We've had the pro-life people come out and attack us just covering a pro-life event. I mean, I think it's fair to say 9 times out of 10, the so-called left out here is vehemently anti-free speech. I don't see how shutting down or trying to shut down Ben Garrison or hitting you in the head with a rock or attacking a police horse, which, by the way, is very dangerous, folks. A lot of horses will trample you and attack you. Police horses
aren't. Yeah, I was very impressed with how they kept those horses calm. I thought the same thing while I was out. That's like, these horses are going to kill somebody when all that was happening.
Oh, yeah, because they don't get horses that are, you know, that skittish. These are usually mixed in with quarter horses and Clydesdales, and will attack people. I would attack somebody. I want to say you have a lot of restraint, Jakari, not chasing that guy down. If somebody hit me in the head with a rock, I'd have a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I was pretty mad when that happened, because what happens when you go out to these rallies, because I meet so many people, like, oh, it's so cool, you're on Ferguson and all this stuff. You have to understand, guys like that, the guy who hit me with a rock, he was in the back of the crowd throwing stuff towards the front of the crowd. They did the same thing in Ferguson, Missouri, the people who decided to throw bottles and stuff at the cops. They used the sea of humanity as a human shield between them and the police officers and tried to engage the officers that way. And what happens when they get caught on camera? They take off and run, just like that, you know, that punk who's running behind me right there.
Ben Garrison,
these are the type of actions.
What do you think about this unified theme of censorship, attacking free speech? And these people are so stupid. They're of every race, color, and creed, but they're unified in their ignorance. And like Jakari said, they're so self-righteous. What do you think is going on here?
A lot of it, what I just saw there, is they're able to attack in an anonymous way, and they don't take responsibility. And so there's no accountability or responsibility intrinsic into their free speech. So they're able to have it an advantage, an unlabeled level playing field. And I've been accused many times, I'm hiding out in the boonies of Montana. You're not taking responsibility for all the hate that you're creating, and it's affecting our children. They always pull that one on me, too. But you know what? I signed my own name to these cartoons, my own real name.
John Hancock.
And people can write me and complain if they have a complaint. So that's an open discourse. But what they're doing with this I consider that what they're doing is pretty good example of hate speech. But what that is, it's that tyrannical speech, because it shuts down debate. If you call somebody a racist or you're a bigot or you're this or that and the other, there can be no debate.
It's illiberal. It's anti-freedom. It's anti-free speech. Ben Garrison and Jakari Jackson are both our guests. We're going to come back with Mr. Garrison, finish up with him, show some more of his cartoons. I'm going to do a few more minutes with Jakari, and then Tim Kennedy is coming in studio.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit. There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Gunderson's our guest. They've got Kari Jackson with us as well. And I went back there to talk to Tim Kennedy for like 3 minutes during the break and didn't ask him, hey, you want to come on at 1:30 instead of coming on from 1 to 1:30 because we're back there working on a whole bunch of stuff we're going to be working on. It's pretty exciting. I tell you, we are not idle here at InfoWars. They say that idle hands are the devil's workshop. Well, there are no idle hands or brains around here, but that's good to be like a whirlwind of activity instead of just kind of, you know, sitting there thinking the world's boring. And I think things are going to get a lot crazier. I want to ask Kari Jackson this. I also want to ask Ben Garrison this. Do you think the social justice warrior insanity is starting to peak, or is this just the beginning of their imitation of the Maoist youth brigade takeover of China? Jakari?
I would like to say that it's peaked, but every place I go, it seems to have ratcheted up. You know, whether it's in Ferguson or the more recent events that I've been covering here lately, you go to the colleges, people are just getting more and more bold. And I think what it is, it's you have a steady stream of new college students who get sucked into these groups, whether they be the anarchist groups or the communist groups, whatever else. And they feel justified to go out here and do these type of behaviors. Like I talked to those guys afterwards, after the Albuquerque thing, and they said, well, we feel justified to come out here and do this. And I said, bro, I'm not even a Trump supporter, but Trump's not the one out here burning American flags, throwing barricades at horses and rocks at protesters. How can you blame him for something like that? And they feel justified in doing so.
Let me ask Ben this question, and then I want to go back to you after the break, Jakari, and do one more segment with Jakari Jackson. There are really not a lot of jobs for most of these college degrees now, and so it's a perfect time bomb to have millions of people every few years going into college. There's no future, and there's the Ford Foundation with Commie Light to teach them how to now be basically social justice warriors. I mean, the establishment is behind this, Ben. What's your take on that?
I think you're right, and it's also spreading into regular media. For example, when they published that First Lady cartoon I drew, I mean, I first saw it on Yahoo. I was looking through Yahoo headlines, and the headline said, if you agree with this cartoon, you're part of the problem. And I said, well, what cartoon is that? And guess what? It was mine. And so then I thought, well, what kind of investigative journalism are they doing? They don't even do basic journalism. They didn't call me for my opinion. Neither did the Daily Mail or any other mainstream outlets that wanted to. It's not about contacting me. It's about playing this ain't it awful game that reinforces the social justice echo chamber, because they like to do this strutting and the scolding and the, what is it called, virtue signaling amongst each other. It's a status to go after people that they, they're really inventing a lot of nonsense that...
Exactly, and it's a status to be following the latest download of dribble. One of my favorites is your citizen cattle one. That the good left is against GMO and, you know, dangerous vaccines. A lot of folks on the left are really smart. They're not this new cult of people. I mean, that is a powerful cartoon. And most of your stuff over the years was more libertarian, some of it even progressive. These people are so evil to call you racist.
Well, I came from a liberal background. I worked for newspapers for 20 years. I worked at the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. I did work for them until it closed down in 2008. So I know all about, you know,
These are definitely new type of liberals. I mean, there have been a lot of classical liberals are really cool people.
I don't consider the SJWs to be liberals, because liberals, you are able to have a conversation with them and a debate with them. It's just their feelings and yelling and screaming. And it's starting to start pushing back against these people right now. If we start doing it right now, then maybe it is the peak. They're not going to get any more traction and get it infiltrated into rest of the media.
We didn't get to some of the points about Trump versus Hillary and why we must end the Federal Reserve's dysfunctional system of money and some of the things. I want to invite you back in the next few weeks for the nightly news. Ben Garrison, it's amazing to talk to you, basically here in person. Thank you so much for the time, and we really look forward to speaking to you again. Please keep up your amazing work.
Thank you very much, Alex, and thanks for your help with my cartoons.
You bet, brother. You're awesome.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.